Hello, GWA. So it was my AMA this month, and I got a lot of really great questions. And then life got really busy, so I'm barely squeaking this by at the end of the month. But here we go. I don't know how long this is going to be, or if it's even going to be enjoyable, but I mean, what's new? Okay, so I'm not gonna say who asked me what, because I feel like it's, I don't know, I just prefer not to, so I'll just talk about what I was asked and then answer, you know, how it goes. What am I doing? Okay. So somebody has asked me about my tattoos, if it's not too doxing, which I don't think it is, but that's alright. Altogether, I have 3. I have one behind my ear, one on the top of my foot, and then I have a sleeve that goes from my shoulder down to probably 2 inches, maybe 2.5 inches above my wrist. But it's space themed, so it's got like a sexy astronaut and planets. There's like asteroids, there are 2 cute little cats in UFOs, and then there's the space shuttle. So it's just, it's all space themed. I wanted to be an astronaut as a kid. Well, technically I wanted to be a cosmological meteorologist, which is just a fancy way of saying somebody that studies planet weather. But I since studied something else, so the best I can come close to being an astronaut is to have it tattooed on my arm until I die, so that's exciting. This person also asked how I got into GWA and how it's interacted with my IRL sex life. If I've gotten kinkier since I joined, or if I make you kinkier. Well, I like to think that I have the market cornered on hyena laughs. I feel like that has become my trademark, which I personally am not a fan of, but I know a lot of people enjoy it. as for how I got started, I used to create audios on Tumblr way back in the day, and I just sort of, I met some really good people doing them on Tumblr, and then one day I was just like, this is just not for me anymore. The crowd changed, and it was more about neediness and, like, you know, it was more about be my mommy without consent kind of thing. Like, people would just spam you about take care of me and feed me stuff and play with my stuffies and all that stuff, and I'm not, that's not my jam, but I just don't like the non-consent part of just basically demanding to be someone's little, and that's, to me, that's just no thank you. So I walked away from that, and as a result, for a little while I just sort of hung around and listened to audios as like a consumer. And then one day I was listening to a podcast on SoundCloud, and it was, they were interviewing Belle in the Woods, and she was talking about GWA on Reddit, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool, I'll check that out. And I did, and then I realized, oh my god, this is what I did on Tumblr, and there's a whole community. And so in 2016, I joined under my old username, and then I got found out by someone in real life, and I had to rebrand, which is how I got Koshka Kalishnikov. Which is funny, because a lot of people I knew as Sunny thought I was a completely different person. So when I joined the community as Koshka, they all wrote on my posts about, oh, it's so nice to have a Russian, and I can't wait to hear your accent. And I'm like, dude, it's just me. Like, you knew me 24 hours ago. But But yeah, that's how I got started. And so I've been moaning and having sex in my car for you internet people ever since. And I like to think that I have become kinkier since joining the community. I think I've always had a wild side, but I just have embraced it more. And funny enough, I've embraced like the soft side of sex and submissive side a lot more than I had been living in real life. So that's been exciting. And the last question from this person is, describe my perfect harem. You know, I always make the joke that I'm a one-dick pony, and it's true. I would much rather devote my time and attention and energy to one person versus, like, a slew of people. I'm a shameless flirt. Just by nature, I'm flirty. And it's not that I have, like, intentions on seducing others. I don't know. I think life is too magnificent to just exist. You need to enjoy it and engage in it. And so I like to be hedonistic on the outside, but deep down I'm just a marshmallow. And I believe in true love, and I think there's one person for everybody else. So I would much rather trade an entire stable of handsome people for one person who I just think is incredible, and that I'm sweet on, and they're sweet on me. I just want to worship one person at a time. And hopefully it's one person forever, but I don't know. Maybe not in this day and age. But thank you to this person who asked me all those questions. Next one is, you would like to hear me talk about science stuff. Oh my god. We have hours to talk about science stuff. Probably my favorite subjects of science are biology, medical stuff, physics, chemistry, anatomy is really fantastic, planets. Really, I just like understanding how things work. Not from the perspective that I want to change them. I just want to know how they exist, like how they function. And it's just, the world is enchanting, and there is so much to learn about everything that I feel like I could live a million lifetimes and never learn it all. And to me, that's what science is. Science has a good mix of faith and science. You know, like, I know you can't use the word in the definition, but it, I don't know. I think it goes hand in hand with the smart, you know, left brain and the right brain that has faith. I think you have to have sort of a cosmic understanding to even come up with a theory, and then to experiment and find out that it's proven or not proven, disproven, that's the word. I just find science endlessly fascinating, and I like medical stuff because that's just my background. But really, I could listen to anybody talk about anything and be enchanted. I just like understanding things. Humans are my favorite to try to understand because they're so diverse. And if you think about it, everyone on the planet, every human being that has ever existed probably, they all have about the same structures, but each person is so individual and diverse in their own right that, to me, that's fascinating. That we can all have like the same components, but embrace life in such a different way from one another. And I find beauty in that. I think if everybody was all the same all the time, it would be so boring. And you wouldn't have variety and new ways of thinking and creativity and all that. So I just love science. Really, I love science. My ideal date is just getting lost at a a museum, like a science museum or any kind of museum, really. Except for the torture museum, because I could not bring myself to go into that when I was in Germany. But I just, oh man, I just fucking love it, man. I fucking love it. So there we go. Long-winded response to, I'm not a nerd about science. Okay, all right. So this person asked, what is your biggest kink, and have you had the chance to experience it in real life? My biggest kink, that's hard to narrow down. I really, really like flirting and teasing other people and then being made to come by my person that I'm sweet on. It goes back to that whole romantic shit. I like that I can be chased and lusted after and wanted. And then the best part that does it for me is the person that I want most also wants me the most. So I would love to go out dancing or to a party and get flirty and frisky and be funny and charming and vivacious, and then be whisked away by the person that I'm sweet on, who would say, you know, I know what you're doing, or look at all these people that want you, but you belong to me, that kind of thing. I like being sweet with somebody, and I like someone that's sweet on me. When you can feel it in your guts, that's what I'm after. So it's kind of, to me, it's the biggest kink, because it's allowing someone to be soft and vulnerable, but at the same time, be incredibly desired. And I like that. So that would be my favorite. And I have not had the chance to experience that in real life yet, but I'm hoping I do with the right person. I just have to meet them, I guess, and seduce them. All right. Is there a place, or are there places you have always wanted to visit? I would love to go to Taiwan, Taipei in particular. I'd love to go to India and Russia. Mostly the Middle East and the Far East. I've had the chance to go to Europe and it was beautiful, the places that I went to. I still have a list of like 6 or 7 countries I'd love to visit before I go, before I die, but I've had the chance to knock a few of them off my list, and every place I've been is just enchanting in their own way. I just like to travel. I like to experience different cultures that are different than my own. I think that as an American, it's easy to just sort of get lost in your own country and not want to see the beauty outside your borders, or you feel more comfortable, which is good for some, but for me, I think the world is too enchanting, and I wouldn't be able to just sit in my little corner of the United States forever. I definitely have to get out there and see what else is there to offer. Do you have a favorite genre of music? I don't really have a favorite genre, because I like it all, as you can tell. but I think probably any song that has heavy drums and a really good bass line is my kind of jam. If I can't imagine myself in space boots and booty shorts and like swinging my hips to the rhythm, chances are it's not going to be a song that I like. It needs to have a good, solid bass for me to enjoy it. And heavy drums that I feel like I could just fuck someone to. But, I mean, you can't really tell everybody that, but I can tell y'all that because you're all kinky like me. and they want to know what my favorite song or band is. Oh, That's a tough one too. I'd say my top five, in no particular order. Just depends on how I'm feeling. The Black Keys, Arctic Monkeys, Garbage, Bill Evans. This is so hard. Probably the Cars. Those would be my top five. They're all heavy drums. They all have really good lyrics. Well, except for Bill Evans, he's a jazz pianist, so not too many drums, but I like how melodic he was. And he had it's kind of like a rough life. So I think that he, kind of like Vincent Van Gogh, he sort of channeled his pain into his art, which I find is beautiful and very human. But he'd have to be in my top five at least, just because I love his record so much. Okay. Oh, and the last question from this person. Food. Who doesn't like food, right? What is your favorite food, and do you cook for yourself? I do cook for myself. Sometimes I'm a lazy girl and I like to eat out, but I do cook for myself. It's not always great, but I try at least. I'm very bad at cooking meat because I tend to like it very dry and burned, much to the dismay of my friends, but I'm sure they still love me anyway. As for my favorite food, I think if I'm going sweet, I really love chocolate mousse because it's light and decadent. And I'm not a very big chocolate person, but I feel like chocolate mousse is very light and it's not overpowering like a chocolate cake or a chocolate pie would be. And if I'm going for savory things, then I really, really love salted butter with really good bread. I'm a simple girl, and delicious, like crusty outside, soft inside bread with really good butter is the key to my heart. Carbs, any carbs, the key to my heart, but bread and salty butter are my favorite if I'm craving something savory. But thank you for those questions. All right, next one is, if you could give anyone advice about starting up as a performer on GWA, what would it be? Honestly, it would be just enjoy yourself. Whether that's, you know, having a toy in your ass or screaming mommy as you come or whatever your orgasm looks like, just embrace it. At first, I hated my hyena laugh, and I thought it was obnoxious, and I don't know, I wanted to just clip it out of all my audios, but I dated a guy that really loved it, and so when I would record, I would just pretend that he would be the only person that listened to me, and then soon enough, people started commenting that they liked it, and that now it's the famous Kalashnikov hyena laugh of GWA, so I can't cut it out now because it's now my moniker, but I just say just be who you are. That's what I love about this community, is that it's amateur. Sure, there are some people that spend a lot of time doing their edits and sound effects and all, and they sound amazing, but what I love most about GWA and what I look for in an audio when I'm looking to get off is the amateur quality. You know, the mic hits or the hot words or something like, you know, when I come, I'm very loud. So I throw my microphone up, like I shoot my arm up in the air so it sounds far away from my mouth because I don't want to blow out anyone's eardrum. But to me, coming is so, it's like such a burst of just pure energy and thrill and excitement that I can't contain it, and that's what I want to hear when I'm listening to other people. So that's what my advice would be, is just be yourself. That's why people want to come here. They want to listen to other people come. So if you're going to try to muffle it or edit it or something, just be who you are. That's the beauty of an amateur audio porn community, is that it's different, which I like. But that would be my advice. Long-winded advice. Ryan Reynolds or Blake Lively? Oh, you know what? I think Ryan Reynolds is so handsome, but he is just too skinny for me, so I'm gonna have to go with Blake Lively, because she's beautiful, and she's just primo, amazing, inside and out. Like, her body's gorgeous, but her guts are gorgeous too. And Ryan Reynolds is as well, but he's too skinny for me. I like him husky and thick and big. Oh, and my last question from this person: how's learning Russian coming? It's not coming as fast as I was hoping it would. It is a little tough to not have anybody to practice with, but I think it's coming well. So I can do some sentences, since you've requested some. Okay, well, now I'm nervous. I can say, Privyet. Добро пожаловать GWA Backstage. Меня зовут Сани Кошка Калишников. И я по-русски американка. Я девочка. Я хорошая девочка. I'm a good girl. Укуси меня. Bite me. I pretty much just know the naughty words that I use in my audios. Спасибо, пожалуйста. So, я хочу means I want, but it sounds like I'm sneezing. Or не хочу means don't want, I don't want. So you could say, не хочу, папа, не хочу, meaning I don't want you, daddy, I don't want you. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I can ask if I want pizza or sushi, or, you know, she's a medical doctor, but I think I need someone to practice my sentences with. But there aren't enough Russian speakers around me, so maybe I'll have to find a pen pal. But thank you for these questions. I was asked what my favorite food was: chocolate mousse or bread and butter, because I'm a very simple lady. But if we're maybe talking alcohol, I really like vodka, of course. But cherry vodka, to be precise. Cherry vodka with 7-Up or Sprite and a little lime wedge is so good. And maybe a cherry in there too. All right, thank you for the question. This person asked, would I rather be able to snap my fingers anytime I want and zap myself away to a secluded car where I can get frisky and loud by myself, or B, somewhere there's a partner always available and willing, but you're never alone in the house? Oh man, that is quite a question. I'm gonna say a secluded spot in my car where I can get loud and frisky by myself. I mean, I love sex with a partner. It's great. But there is something I love about just making myself come. You know, using my imagination or listening to an audio or watching a really good porn video. But, I don't know. I just like the way my body feels, and I like that I can touch myself in the right spot and get the same fucking delicious orgasm every time. Sex with a partner, I feel like I get stuck in trying to make them come because I come so easily. So, like, for every 17 orgasms of mine, they come once or something. And so I feel like I lose focus on my own satisfaction and try to make them come more. But if it's just by myself, then I can come in 3 minutes and be fine. So I would say I want to be by myself. Next question is, what's been your main go-to sexy jam of 2021? Oh, there's so many. I would have to say Arabella by the Arctic Monkeys. I think that's a song that no matter whenever it plays, I always get turned on. It just makes me want to like tempt and tease and roll around on the floor and entice someone to come and touch me. But I'm going to say that one. It's probably the one I spin the most when I'm feeling frisky. Next question is, what's one thing you wish you'd known when you first joined the community? I wish I had known to not put so much stock into the opinions of others. When I first joined, I met a lot of really good people, but then I met a lot of people I thought were good and they turned out to be shit. And it's easy when you're new because people just swarm you and they want to make you feel welcome, but in those welcome wagons, there are also some Trojan horses of people that just want you for certain aspects, whether it's because you make them come or you give them attention or you make them feel really good about themselves. And with every community, you have those people, but certainly in GWA, it's a lot harder, I found, to discern the people that have good intentions and the people that have bad intentions. And so I wish that I didn't put so much stock into people's opinions of other people or of myself. Like, I wish I didn't spend so much time trying to be liked by everybody. And then I also wish that I didn't trust people's opinions of others based on their experience versus making my own kind of friendships and my own experiences with these people. Because I missed out on a lot of really good friendships just because I believed the wrong kind of people. So I think that's what I wish I had known when I first joined the community, that there are a lot of wolves around, and not the good kind with the big wolf cock, you know? But that's what I would also warn other people about, is just make your own experiences with people. You know, it's nice to have a good opinion, but don't rely solely on other people's opinions. And the last question from this person is, what's one thing, if there are any, you'd like to try in the audio world that you haven't tried yet? I would love to do a collab with another man, because I feel like one of my big all-time favorite fantasies is that my guy and I, like, and I'm not attached to anybody, but my person that I would be attached to or whatever in life, we seduce and kidnap and CNC a cute girl. And I would love to collab with a man where that's what we did. We just did an audio where we tried to seduce a girl and make her come home with us, whether he was the leader or I was the leader. But I would want to share someone with him, you know, just watching him get so turned on and fuck this girl while I got to watch her beg and please him, knowing that I'm his favorite, but that he's so turned on and he does everything that I won't let him do, but he does it to her. And it just ramps him up so that when he comes in my mouth or my cunt. And she's just basically a sex toy. Like, that's good fantasy. But that's what I'd like. I'd like to collaborate with somebody, with another male creator that can help me turn that fantasy into an audio reality. But thank you so much for your questions. I appreciate you taking the time to send them to me. All right, I promise we don't have a lot left. Just a few more. Next question is, you have such a wide variety of talents. Oh, thank you. Obviously, you learned languages. Did you train to do other accents and voices? I don't, actually. I actually don't think I do accents or voices very well. This is my natural speaking voice, the one I'm talking to you right now in. When I am trying to be submissive, I tend to, like, up the volume a bit, like the octave. So, it comes across as kind of like a Disney princess voice, although it's not technically Disney, so it's just a princess voice. But a good example would be like doing this, where it's really high and sweet and demure, and it just, you know, it makes you want to give me what I want because I'm so great and I deserve it because I'm so fantastic. I could do a Russian accent, which I'm sure you've heard before on an audio. Even then, I don't think it's very good, but it's kind of like a 1960s Russian villain sort of vaudeville accent. And then I have my natural one, which is my natural Southern American accent that I don't use very often because I don't know, I've trained myself to not speak with it anymore because there's just a prejudice. People think you're dumb or you're backwoods, which isn't true, but I don't know. In my family, you were kind of forced to let it go and not really use it, but I use it when I get mad, like in traffic. I start swearing and it just doesn't sound very ladylike, but it comes out. Or when I'm tired, it comes out too. But other than that, accents and voices, I just do not have that skill. Maybe one day. Maybe with enough tequila. Or vodka. But thank you for your questions. All right, the last set. Would you consider yourself straight, bi, pan, or something else? I consider myself a bisexual. I have always been attracted to men and women. In fact, I thought that everyone on the planet was bisexual until I was like in my early 20s. And a friend of mine got married. And I was like, wait, you never want to have sex with a woman? And she's like, no, dude. That's just you. That's you. You want to have sex with women and men. And that blew my mind. But I'm not attracted to the equipment someone has. I either like their guts or I don't. And I don't know. Maybe that makes me different than bisexual, but I identify myself as a bisexual because I like men and women. So, but that's that answer. Do you think that people in GWA are kinkier or more sexual than public in general? I don't. I just think that we are more vocal about it and we're more open and honest. And I think that this community, we find ourselves here because we don't want to have judgment and we don't want to have, maybe some of us don't have that outlet in real life where we can't tell anybody that we desire certain things. And that's what I like about the community. It just sort of has people from all backgrounds, adults from all backgrounds. And as long as you're engaging in a safe way, a safe and consensual way, then have at it. But I don't think we're more kinky than the general population. I think we're just a lot more honest and transparent about it, which I like. It's nice to be authentic. And their last question. Is there a kinky fantasy you have but have no idea why it turns you on so much? Yes, actually. Yes, there is. So I'm not into water sports. I can do it if my partner wants that, if that's a need of theirs, but it doesn't sexually do anything for me. But my fantasy, my number one fantasy for a very long time, has been that I want to fuck the Pope in the Vatican. Like, when I think of the Pope in the Vatican, I think of Ewan McGregor from Angels and Demons. And what I want to do is I want to fuck him. I want to lay him on the ground when he's covered in his robes and his rosaries and shit. And I just want to make him come inside me. I want to make him break his vow of chastity to God. And it's okay if it's CNC, because CNC is my jam. But I like to imagine that it's CNC. But I want to make him come and enjoy coming inside me and just feeling that beautiful, blissful release. And then I want to piss on his face. Which, to me, I don't know why. Maybe it's the whole, like, desecration beats. I don't know. But it just, God, it turns me on. Like, I can even hear it now in my head. Like, the sound of just piss on tile floor and on his face. Just as I've made him come inside me. Just, oof. It turns me on a bunch, but I don't understand why. Like, I saw the movie Angels and Demons, and it was fine. I didn't have this weird fantasy, but it's just, in the past few years, it's, like, amped up. But I would love that. I would love to roleplay that with somebody one day. Someone I'm really fancy and sweet on, and, oh, I want to make him come. I just want to make him come while he's, like, praying or asking for forgiveness or, and then I just want to piss on his face. But yeah, good question. That took a weird turn, but good question. Anyway, thanks everybody for sending in your questions. It's so fun to do AMAs. I love listening to other people's AMAs. I'm really bad about asking questions for people, but I should get better about that. But it's a great backstage thing, and it's a fun way to get to know each other. Like, you know, in a safe way, because you can decide what questions you want to answer and what you don't. But anyway, thanks everybody. Thank you for all the upvotes and for being a listener and for adhering to the rules of backstage, because it's not always easy as a mod to sort of be the rule follower and the enforcer, but we appreciate it. And we appreciate everybody that contributes to the community and makes it a good place to be in a safe place for people. I'm really thankful to be part of it and to be a moderator. And yeah, I don't know. I'm really lucky. I feel very lucky to have everybody here and to be part of this cool little subsect of the internet. So thank you all for your questions. Thank you for listening to me for almost 40 minutes. But yeah, I'll see you guys around. Thank you so much. Спасибо.